Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hi AppleVis, this is Sabrina, and today I'm going to show you an app that I really do like. It is called Melodist, and it transforms photos to music. I remember how I always wished that I could kind of enjoy photos the way that it's so beautiful and stuff. Now I can. Not by touch. Not by description. The app makes melodies and chord progressions from the photo. I think it's hue, saturation, and brightness. I'm going to open this app.
Click Melodist. Alert. Melodist would like to access your photos.
And that it has to do, because otherwise it won't be able to do that. So,
to be able to open photos, you'll need to allow this.
Yep.
Don't allow. Okay. Button. BTN open photo.
Button. Here we come to buttons. It's very strange because there are two open photo buttons and they do the same. Okay. I'm going to open to the right here.
Open photo. Button.
That is correctly labeled, but here
BTN open photo button.
It's not, so it's a bit weird.
Open photo, photo library.
And here button. You have two options.
Take photo button.
Take photo.
Photo library button.
And photo library. And I'm not taking photos in this app. I'm actually going to take a photo now.
Braille screen and orientation marked. Opening selfie slash portrait. Cabin.
I can't see you. Right. Down. Say cheese. Done.
Okay, now I've taken a photo. And I'm going to listen to that photo.
App switcher. Selfie. Melodist.
Do I go Melodist. To...
3:30.
Oh dear.
Photo library. Button.
I go to photo library.
Photos. Heading.
And there we are. And I think it's a bit annoying because when you press all pictures or all photos or whatever, it ends up in the middle of everything. Which isn't a big problem actually, but it's just a bit annoying. Okay.
Cancel button.
Basically takes you out of this dialogue.
Moments button. All photos. 223 photos.
And button. That's where we're going to go. I have lots of lullabies because it's very calming music.
Photos. Back button. Live photo.
So now we're in the middle of everything and I'm going to scroll.
Page 9 of 9.
Okay, so now I'll tap the bottom of the screen right above the home button if you have any.
223 photos.
Okay, and now flick left.
Photo, portrait, 329, image.
And this might be...
One face, one smiling, shot, right, page 9 of 9.
Okay,
screen.
So that's basically the photo. I'll open it now.
Photo. Portrait, melodizing.
It downloads the photo and it makes a melody out of it. Wow, this one is awesome. Okay, something I find really annoying is that if I want to change settings, what I have to do is to go into the settings, but something can actually help, and that's audio ducking. Okay, now you can do it. Okay, so first on the screen we have
slow. BTN back. 33% adjustable.
And that's the slider.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Up will be faster and down will be slower. These
slow
and
fast
buttons don't do anything. They're just markers.
BTN back button.
For some reason, you have to double tap that twice. Because for some reason, it keeps.
BTN back.
It keeps making me tap it twice here.
BTN timer.
Here you can have a timer in case you're going to fall asleep from this. And it plays it in a loop so you can listen as long as you want to. And you can share them via iOS share sheet, which is really good. I have a Dropbox folder full of these. They're very short when you do that because it doesn't loop. You can even export it to MIDI, but then you need an app that can play MIDI files.
Heading not found. BTN setting.
Here we have the settings. I'm going to double tap that.
BTN setting.
Now the problem is that it shows up, but it shows up on a very weird place. It shows up over the other screen.
33% fast BTN back button.
So here we have the same back button.
BTN timer button.
Same timer button.
BTN setting. BTN export. BTN. BTN.
Oh, didn't go into.
One of three.
Okay, there.
Set animation. AE role selected.
There are animations which doesn't make sense to me because I honestly can't see them.
AE wave button. AE tear button. Piano roll.
These you have to buy, but the thing is, if I double tap this.
Piano roll.
Nothing happens, so I can't purchase it.
Water ripple.
And this one is the same.
Water ripple. Crystal tear.
And this one.
Crystal tear.
But there, after that comes some of them that I can actually use.
Page 1 of 3. Adjust page 2 of 3.
You have to scroll.
Settings. Animations. A piano. Water ripple. Page 2 of 3. Sounds.
And there we got sounds. I thought I had to go up a page, but I didn't.
Sound garden selected.
Button. This is the sound garden, which is my favorite. But there are others.
Sound cave. Button.
Cave.
Sound cave select.
Sounds a bit weird.
Sound space. Button.
This one.
Sound space selected.
That one's cool. And next one.
Sound meditation. Button. Sound meditation selected.
Wow. Long since I tried this.
Sound Fairyland button.
And then this is the last.
Sound Fairyland selected. Zen Garden.
And these Zen Garden. Also all of the ones after that. You can't.
Settings. Animations. Settings. And AE roll.
And then I have to look for the stupid back button.
AE tappy and water rip crystal page sound zone ice cave deep space meditation fairyland page 5 supports BTN rate BTN share at BTN feedback rate us share feedback slow 35 more apps BTN close
there
BTN close.
That was hard to find. So. Yeah, no, I wanted to change that back.
BTN timer, BTN setting, BTN setting.
I'll do that a little quick.
Sound fairyland, sound garden, sound garden, BTN setting, BTN timer, BTN back,
BTN close. There we go. Now I'm going to share this. I press the export button. Oops.
Audio volume 100 speaking rate. Word BTN export audio.
Okay. Now we have three choices.
Export and share. BTN export audio button is an audio file.
And you have to press where it says BTN export or audio or whatever, because otherwise nothing happens.
BTN export video button.
Okay, and this one exports a video with animations and picture.
This is a video file.
Once again, there you can't tap where it's actually labeled.
BTN export MIDI button.
The MIDI is great, but I prefer the original.
This is a MIDI file.
I'm going to send an audio file.
This is an audio file. BTN export.
Then we have to wait for some time. And I hope this works. I really love this app because it has lullabies. And since I have 223 pictures on my phone, photos on my phone, that means that
BTN export MIDI button.
That means that I have 223, I think it was, images, lullabies. Sometimes it takes some time.
Is a BTN export MIDI. Is an audio BTN export.
There we go.
No AirDrop. Cancel. Save to file. Tap to share with AirDrop. Tap iPad message button.
I'm going to send a message to my father.
Two. Text field, braille screen and orientation locked. Portrait. Iva Fajahim. 2. Text cancel button.
No, I'm not going to do cancel. That. But you know the whole thing, right? So.
Export and share. BT is BT is slow. BT and close. BTN close, slow.
Okay, it's been fun doing this podcast. I hope you have a really great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.